Now we're going to turn our attention now to the Bible, to the Word of God, and you'll find a copy of one of our Bibles sitting in a wee basket underneath the seat in front of you, or perhaps the seat that you're sitting on. It will be either purple like this, or green, or brown. The colour of the cover doesn't matter, it's more or less the same words inside them all. And we're going to be reading this morning from Matthew's Gospel, Matthew's account of the life of Jesus. Reading, first of all, from Matthew chapter 7 and verse 28. And that's on page 11 of the New Testament bit of the church Bibles. The Bible is divided into two halves, as I'm sure you know. The Old Testament, which describes the time before Jesus, and the New Testament, which begins with Jesus' birth and goes onwards. And our Bibles are numbered separately. The Old Testament is numbered 1 to 900 and something, and then the numbers start again for the New Testament. So if you're on page 11 and it says Genesis at the top of the page, then you're in the wrong place. And you need to work your way back from the back till you come to the page 11 that's nearer the end. And if you're still following that, you're doing very well. Matthew chapter 7, we're going to start at verse 28. And what we're going to do is two things this morning. We're going to read two stories of things that Jesus did. The first one from 7:28 through to the chapter 8, verse 4. And you'll see the title there, Jesus Heals a Man. So we're going to read and think about that story. And then we're going to sing a song which perhaps reflects some of the content of that bit of the Bible. And then we'll read the second story, Jesus Heals a Roman Officer's Servant. Think about that and then sing again. So if you're a regular here, it means that the next song is not the last song, and you've not to start putting your coats on next time we sing, because there's another bit to come after that. And if you're here for the first time, well, that's just what we're going to do. Two stories of the life of Jesus. And it begins by saying this, in chapter 7, verse 28, when Jesus finished saying these things, and these things that Jesus had just finished saying is the whole of the teaching of Jesus from the beginning of chapter 5, three or four pages back, a passage known as the Sermon on the Mount. And here in part at Trinity, we've been reading the Sermon on the Mount for some time now. We've got to the end of it, and the story picks up when Jesus had finished saying these things, and the crowd was amazed at the way he taught. Only amazed is not really strong enough for it. The word in Greek literally means the crowd was struck in the mouth by the things that Jesus taught. And I think the translators in the Good News Bible missed a trick here, because they could simply have said the crowd was gobsmacked. That would be a far more biblically accurate translation of the Bible than simply to say they were amazed. The crowd was gobsmacked at the way that he taught. He wasn't like the teachers of the law. Instead, he taught with authority. And when Jesus came down from the hill, large crowds followed him. And then a man suffering from a dreaded skin disease came to him and knelt down before him and said, "Sir," or "Lord, if you want to, you can make me clean." And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him. "I do want to," he answered. "Be clean." And at once, the man was healed of his disease. And then Jesus said to him, "Listen, don't tell anyone, but go straight to the priest and let him examine you. And then, in order to prove to everyone that you are cured, offer the sacrifice that Moses ordered." And if you were to go back and read the right bit of the Old Testament, it would describe how if someone had been suffering from some kind of infectious skin disease and they were healed, they had to go to the temple and get the priest to check that they really were all right, so that they could go back and live with their family and people would be safe in the knowledge that they weren't going to catch that disease. So that's why Jesus says to him, "Go and offer the sacrifice that Moses ordered." So that's our first story. And I want us just to notice that it begins with a description of what was going on. Jesus came down the hill with large crowds following him. And we all like to be like that. We like to be people who are on the move. We don't like to be sitting still, doing nothing and achieving nothing. We like to be making progress. We want, if we're students, to be passing our exams and not just going back to resit the same ones year after year after year. If we're parents, we want to be raising our children. We want them to be growing out of the things that they can't do yet and getting into more mischief later on. If we're house owners, we probably want to be moving up the housing ladder. If we're football teams, we probably want to be gaining promotion. Or as a congregation, it's our ambition to grow not just in numbers, but also in depth. If we're children, you remember you want to measure yourself against the door and compare it with last year and see that not only you're an inch or two taller, but ideally you're at least an inch taller than your big brother. And